Carley, Gary McNamara, and Monty Dial. It is Ask the Law at 800-288-9227. Drivers, get on board. If you have regulatory questions, we'd love to hear from you at 800-288-9227. And we'll get to as many calls as we can in the two-hour program. We just want to remind you that the answers you hear on the program are as of December 1st. Information that we have as of December 1st, 2008. And, of course, we have to now say Trooper Monty Dial of Texas Highway Patrol retired. And, Gary, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, but I'm without headphones here at the moment because I had to give them to Monty. Because
Station headphones crapped out on us?
No, the station headphones work. It's
The jack?
The jack doesn't work.
The
jack doesn't work, so.
Wow.
I'm talking here at the moment without headphones.
You know, that's funny because that was my favorite country song of all time, The Jack Doesn't Work. I think that was Mel Tillis that sang that.
The jack doesn't work anymore.
I think it was. Trooper. Senior Trooper, Highway Patrol, Texas Highway Patrol, Monty Dial, retired. We now have to throw in retired. I was just thinking about you over the weekend, Monty, as we were traveling on Highway 287 in Texas, off to Grandma's house we were going on Thanksgiving Day. And I was thinking to myself, this is probably the first weekend, the first Thanksgiving weekend in 30 years that you were not out there.
That is correct.
Wow, that's wild to think about. So did it seem weird? Did you do any traveling over the Thanksgiving weekend? Did it seem strange not being out there?
It was very, very strange to wake up Thursday morning knowing you didn't have to go to work. Same thing Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow, that is just that's strange to me. You know, what the strange part isn't the fact that you didn't have to go out there. The strange part to me is that you had to go out there for 30 years. I mean, you had at least one shift in the Thanksgiving Day weekend for 30 years, didn't you?
Usually we worked Thursday, Friday, yeah. Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
So we had four days in there.
Wow. Well, I want to welcome Trooper Dial, retire.
That's just so weird to say.
And also welcome our listeners to our very first of a monthly program, Ask the Law. Of course, it's brought to you by Old Blue USA. You can go to askthelaw.org. Their website's always up and running. If you have a question and you don't have time to get through this morning, askthelaw.org and send them the question, and they will get back to you as soon as possible with a reply from one of their staff members, one of the troopers that they have on board as well. All right, 800-288-9227. Drivers coming off a big, big, long weekend. I'd love to hear from you at 800-288-9227. One regulatory item, I guess, that has been in the mainstream media here as of late is the finalization of the hours of service rule, which is the 2005 rule. And so essentially we should just, I guess, let drivers know nothing's going to change.
Correct. Nothing is going to change as of right now. Obviously, there's been some talk that another round of challenges will be forthcoming. Mm. But right now we're still, drivers are still operating under the rules that went into effect in January of 2005.
Right.
I'm sorry, 2004 is when they went in the first go around. Then they had some updates in 2005.
Right. So this is referred to as the 2005 rule.
Correct.
That went into effect October of 2005.
Correct.
All right. So essentially no changes, drivers, but we'll keep you posted if anything does come up. As far as a challenge is concerned, I'm certain that there will be one. The one thing that I didn't appreciate is that a lot of people are putting this on President Bush, saying that he snuck this through in the last hour. This is one of these midnight items that he was trying to make happen in the last days of his administration. The fact of the matter is, if you know the history behind how we got here, then you know that it really wasn't President Bush. It was these challenges over, the last few years. Essentially, the challenges started right away when the 2004 rule was, technically it's the 2003 rule that they announced in 2003 that went into effect in 2004. But those challenges started right away from Public Citizen.
Yes.
And that brought those lawsuits essentially kept going and going and going. There was challenges back and forth. Public Citizen had a couple of victories in that time, and now here we are, and that is the FMCSA issuing this final rule. But we in the industry know the history behind it, but the mainstream media is making it seem like President Bush just did this last minute and something he was sneaking in right before he leaves office.
Well, that's the way the media likes to play it up, is, something they're trying to sneak it in, knowing that Bush is a lame duck between now and January the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're always going, media's going to play it out as, yeah, this was something that they tried to sneak through. But in reality, it was sent to the Office of Management for them to review, to make sure all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed.
Right.
And they managed to get it through their review process in a timely fashion. And once it cleared their office, then it was put out as a final rule.
Because the OMB essentially didn't have anything, there wasn't much to review, knowing that there were no changes there.
That's correct.
If we had any items that were going to change in there, they wanted the 34-hour restart rule. That was one of the concerns by this three-judge panel also. They talked about the 11 hours of driving time. There were some concerns there. Some items that were major concerns with at least this three-judge panel, and also concerns of Public Citizen, but they did not change any of that. So the OMB just essentially looked at it and didn't need that extra time to review it.
That was correct. And what really were the courts agreed with Public Citizen was in the way that they came up with the initial rules back in 2004.
Mm.
Supposedly, they claimed that FMCSA did not follow their own rules, and as a result, the court ruled that, yes, FMCSA, you didn't follow and do what you were supposed to do.
Right.
So he basically threw them out, and so what FMCSA went back and did is re-announced a notice of proposed rulemaking, allowed everybody to make their comments. Once the comments were submitted, then they reviewed all of that.
Mm.
Once they did all of that, then they sent it over to the OMB office. And really, like you said earlier, all they had to do was make sure that they started from point A, went to point Z, and followed all the proper procedures. Once they did that, final rule.
It was, as we've been saying all along, it was basically, it's the same thing. What Public Citizen said was that the process wasn't followed correctly.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, now, Public Citizen, you know, they contested the 11 hours driving and the 34-hour reset. Those were really the only two things that they had an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
The court did not agree with them on those. What the court agreed with was the procedural
right.
issues.
Okay.
Yeah. There was an article over the weekend that I read, over the big five-day weekend that I had, where the Obama administration may be looking at this. Some suspected that he would look at it and that they would look at trying to take the hours of service rule and make it a law. If they do that, some changes, you bet there would be some changes in it. But there has been no announcement from the Obama administration, from his press secretary or anyone else, that they would do anything as of yet. This is just someone essentially speculating on what he might or might not do.
That's correct. And here again, obviously, we've got to wait to see who he is going to appoint as the Secretary of Transportation.
Right.
And obviously, once he appoints the Secretary of Transportation, then we get down into the actual administrator for FMCSA and see who gets that nomination. Then we'll take and start looking to see whether or not there are any changes that might be forthcoming. But here again, right now, it's purely speculation on anyone's part as to whether changes will or will not be made.
Yeah. All right, drivers, if you want to get on board, it is Ask the Law for Monday, December 1st, 2008. Right now, we will start taking your questions. We'll open up the lines, 800-288-9227. And Gary, we'll get to national weather at 33 past. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association has some issues with the EPA 2010 rules. And it really has to do with the cost of the new engines. They say that economically speaking, the industry won't be able to absorb those new costs, and so they would like to see maybe a delay in that 2010 EPA mandate. It's Ask the Law on the Midnight Radio Network. Get on board, 800-288-9227.
Gary McNamara along with Eric Hurley.
All right, and with us is Senior Trooper Monty Dial, retired, of the Texas Highway Patrol. And we want to get you on board, drivers, at 800-288-9227 with your regulatory items. We just want to let you know that all the questions and answers, all the information you get on this program are up to date as of December 1st, 2008, can change without notice. And it's a public service of Old Blue USA and the Midnight Radio Network. And the one thing that I wondered about the hours of service is if there was, you know, as many years as we've been doing this program, there's still a lot of misinformation about it. There's still a lot of misinformation, and I wonder how much confusion was added to that with all the news items surrounding the hours of service rule here as of late.
I think a lot of the confusion happens when you have drivers that listen to another driver on the CB radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll sit there and say, oh, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And a driver will sit there and listen to that. And he's got his mind made up that this person on the other end is smarter than him. And rather than going to a regulatory agent to get an answer, he listens to what's broadcast over the CB radio. CB radios aren't bad, but a lot of the information that is passed back and forth is not correct information.
Well, one of the items that came up recently was when the co-driver, if you're driving teams, the co-driver is in the bunk and has to break that that time, that sleep period, that 10-hour rest period, by coming out for the trooper that has pulled them over. Is there a window there where they can go back into the bunk and still keep that rest period intact?
Yes, if it takes them less than 15 minutes.
Okay.
To, you know, and I've answered questions dealing with this before, simply because, you know, of the fact that we have caught drivers claiming that they were operating as a team,
right,
and there was no one in the bunk. And so normally what I do is if I stop somebody and he says, yeah, I've got a co-driver, my simple deal is, okay, you know, park the curtains enough so that I can see that there is someone in there. I'm not going to wake them up and get them out unless for whatever reason the driver that I have stopped that was driving is placed out of service. Now then we've got to figure out if we're going to shut down, or do we have does the other driver have enough time that they can get further down the road.
Yeah. All right. 800-288-9227.
Let's get to Lloyd on 58 in Virginia. Lloyd, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on Ask the Law with Trooper Monty Dial. Welcome. Hi. Hello, Lloyd. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Lloyd.
Yes, you're on the air. Yes, my question is on if you're stopped either at the scales or law enforcement, whether it be State Patrol or DOT, I've heard different versions on how long you have to turn over your logbook if they request it.
Once they have requested it, you need to give it to them right then.
That's what I thought. I'm fairly new on the road, but I would think it'd be immediate. I mean, I've heard it's in the book 20 minutes.
No, there are no time limits. And normally what I try to do, Lloyd, is when I was working before I retired, I would always go up and ask the driver, let me see your logbook.
Correct.
And what I would do is I always carried a little tablet around, and I would make a note what time your last entry was.
Right.
While I was walking around doing the walking around inspection, if it was if you were behind any length of time, I would ask you to go ahead and start working on bringing it up while I did the inspection. So once I ask you to come back and have a seat in the patrol vehicle, you would pretty much be up close to where we were, and then I would actually bring it on up and tell you to bring it up.
All right, and we'll get to national weather and more of your questions if you want to get on board. It's Ask the Law.
800-288-9227. The Law, Gary McNamara, along with Eric Harley.
Yes, alongside us is retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol. And Ask the Law is a service of Old Blue USA and all of us here at the Midnight Radio Network. The information is up to date and it can change without notice. And we are live here December 1st, 2008. Get on board at 800-288-9227. All right, we're working on a full board. Still have one open line if you'd like to try and get through. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to Brian at 90 in Ohio. Brian, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on the Ask the Law with Trooper Dial. Welcome. Hi.
Hey, Gary, Eric. How you doing?
Good.
Trooper Dial, just a quick question, and I think it goes back to what you were saying before about misinformation. You got guys do it one way, guys do it the other way. I'm also a relatively new driver, and I try to rely on my veteran drivers, but let's face it, they're not always correct. So the question is, mealtime. Do you log it on the top line, or does it need to be logged on the bottom, is on duty time?
Any more, Brian, is not going to make a big difference whatsoever. It's going to count against your 14. The only place that it's going to save you is if you go to line one. It's not going to count against your 60 and 7 or 70 and 8.
Okay, so if I was stopped and asked to produce my logbook, and I just took an hour lunch, and it's on the top line, I understand it goes against your 14, but I don't know, I always felt not that I was trying to cheat, but I felt like it was an hour that was just kind of thrown out there out of the way, and not counted. So legally, if I put it on the top line, I would be fine with that.
Yes, not a problem at all.
I that's one of those things that kind of kept floating around, and this is a great segment, Gary and Eric, and I appreciate your time.
You bet. And by the way, we'll be doing this every first Monday now from now on. So the first 2 hours of the show every first Monday, we will be here for you at 800-288-9227.
Let's go to Ivan on 87 in Texas. Ivan, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on Ask the Law. Hi, Ivan.
Hello. I have a question on this 34-hour reset. Are they going to change that, or...
No, Ivan, the 34-hour reset is not changing one bit.
That's probably the best thing they could have done, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it used to kill me on the... I'd be off every weekend, but then I could come in on Monday and have 6 or 7 hours available after being off for 48. you know, and then the next day, you're back to, you know, 14 hours or 15 hours again.
So. Yeah. Yeah, so you like the 34-hour restart then?
I love it.
Yeah.
Because I work 5 days a week.
Right.
I'm off every weekend.
And to me,
it only makes sense.
Well, I think the idea is that you can get at least two good sleep patterns in that 34 hours, if not more. If you're like me and you're really lazy, you can get more in. But I like it, too, because it allows those drivers. And let's think about this, and we thank you for the call. What I like about the 34-hour restart option, and it is an option, it allows the driver to go in, and if he or she needs to get back on the road, let's say they come in Saturday night, want to get back on the road Monday morning after that 34-hour break is over, they can do that. In a tough economy, you've got to be able to keep rolling. You need that kind of flexibility. And in my mind, that's pretty much the only flexibility that we see in the 2005 rule.
That is correct. And here again, going back to some of the things that back when I was working, you would hear someone say, well, no, you couldn't do a 34 reset while you're on the road.
Yeah.
And I was always telling them, okay, here's the big green book.
Yeah.
You go show me in the big green book where it says you can't do it.
Right.
And all you have to do is have 34 consecutive hours of line one mm-hmm. and line two.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have 34 hours on line one and line two, you have met the 34-hour reset.
Awesome. 800-288-9227. We have an open line. Drivers, if you want to get through.
Let's go to Mike and I-30. Mike, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on Ask the Law. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Good.
My question is, the 14-hour rule, that goes back to the CB radio here.
Hmm.
How would you go about extending your 14 hours?
The only way
I've been told that you can go into bunk for 8 hours and stretch your 14-hour rule into 22, but you still can't drive over 11 hours.
Well, what happens, Mike, is it gets complicated, and you have to be able to understand how it works, because the driving time to the left of the 8 hours, the driving time to the right of the 8 hours, cannot be more than 11 before you go in and take your 2-hour break. The 14-hour to the right of the 8-hour break, you count everything on line 1, line 2, line 3, and line 4. It cannot exceed 14 hours before you go back in the bunk for another 8-hour break.
Okay, I was under the impression that if you drove 8 hours and went in the bunk for eight, that you could get up and drive 3 hours.
That is correct, before you have to stop and take the 2-hour break.
Okay.
And then once you come out of that 2-hour break, now you can drive another 11. I'm sorry, another 8.
Okay. So that what was to the left and to the right, when they add up to 11, you're done.
That means that you've got to stop and take a 2-hour break.
Okay. One other question, the 15 minutes that they recommend for a post-trip or pre-trip, which one should that be done, on the pre-trip or post-trip?
Mike, if you'll get your reg book out and look in 396.11, that's where it's going to talk about the driver vehicle inspection report. That's the one that you do at the end of the day or the end of the trip. That's the one that has to be filled out, and the driver has to sign it.
Do you need to show 15 minutes show a quarter hour for that?
You show the amount of time that it takes you. It does not say in the regs how long it takes. I always tell people when I was working, it should take you the same amount of time as a DOT officer or a DOT trooper to walk around and do the inspection on your truck.
So if you could do it in less than 8 minutes, you'd probably get by with not logging it from time to time.
That's correct, but if you did one in less than 8 minutes, I'm going to sit here and tell you right now, you did not do an inspection.
That's probably true, too.
Because you've got on, there's a minimum of 11 items that have to be checked. And part of those 11 items is the brakes.
That's kind of like the old joke, though. It just didn't take me very long to look at a horseshoe, right?
Very true.
Okay, well, thanks for your information, and I enjoy listening to this. And this is going to be the first Monday of every month, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay, you guys have a good evening. Okay.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. All right, we'll get back to Trooper Monty Dial, retired, of the Texas Highway Patrol, and Ask the Law from Old Blue USA and the Midnight Radio Network in just a moment.
800-288-9227. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law with Trooper Monty Dial, retired. Gary McNamara along with Eric Harley.
It's December 1st, 2008, and the information is up to date. It can change without notice. And, of course, brought to you as a service by public, by, a public service by Old Blue USA and the Midnight Radio Network. Let's get back to the phones.
Are you going
to say at 800-288-9227.
You're going to say brought to you by Public Citizen.
Yeah, well, they're going to have their own show. It's going to be every first Tuesday. No, that's not true. That's not true.
That would be a good show.
Yeah, right.
As long as we're in the studio.
Right, yes.
Let's go to Jim on 94 in Michigan. Jim, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network and you're on Ask the Law. Welcome. Hi.
Hi. I'm a tour bus driver, and I was wondering if the 15-hour rule for the bus drivers is the same as the 14-hour rule for a truck driver as far as the clock running, or can I, say, drive for 3 hours and then take a six-hour break and log it as off-duty?
The hours of service for the bus industry has not changed. You still get to operate under the rules prior to January the 4th of 2003.
Okay.
There you go. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, kind of. Thank you.
Oh, well, I mean, I want to make sure that we got a complete answer for you. Is there anything else?
What I'm saying is illegal if I drive for 3 hours and then say I go off duty for 6 hours because I'm sitting there and then drive, say, another 5 hours.
Yes, but here again, Jim, what you're going to have to do is you will need to make sure that it is written in the charter order that this is considered off-duty time.
Okay.
Because you cannot have, and where this comes to, and let me give you an example, and I don't know whether or not you have been involved in this type of situation or not. You have a band contest that you have taken school kids to compete in a band. As long as they keep winning, they get to stay there. Well, normally what they do is they will use the bus to store their equipment, and they will use the bus to change from their uniform into the clothes that they're going to wear when they're not performing. Well, in a situation like that, you are now having to be at the bus to let them in, and in turn lock the bus up. That's on duty time. But if the charter order says that you will take this group of people to a certain location, you drop them off, they do not have access to the bus for 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours, whatever, that point the driver can claim that as off duty time.
Okay, thank you. Yes, that does answer my question.
All right, good. Anytime, essentially, that he can go leave that bus and go somewhere else and do whatever he wants,
well,
it's off-duty time.
Right. He doesn't necessarily have to leave the bus.
Yeah.
But he has to be free to do as he so chooses.
Right. Yeah.
Then yes, he can claim that as off-duty time.
All right. 800-288-9227. I don't think we have time to get an answer back, so we'll keep everybody on hold and remind you that that opens up a line if you want to try and get through. Maybe you've been trying to get through in the last few minutes. It's been busy. We have an open line at 800-288-9227. Also want to remind you we're giving out some prize packs. Our holiday prize packs have some great stuff in them. We've got, things like Justin Original Work Boots, Mobile Delvac flashlight, cap, and Country Music. Diesel Power has some of their product in there. Mercer has some gear for you. Busted Knuckle Garage truck repair cap and toolbox decal. Toby Keith's latest CD is in there. Cobra's going to throw in a Bluetooth CB, and Mobile has a racing jacket for our grand prize winner. And also, our grand prize winner each week gets a really cool thing from Motor Trend. It's the dual Bluetooth headset with extreme noise canceling capability. So we'll be handing out some of these prize packs during the breaks here in the next hour or so. It is Ask the Law. We want to remind drivers that we'll be doing this every first Monday. So make sure you mark it on your calendar. Sunday night when you hit the road, just turn your radio on and we'll be here for you. First 2 hours of the program every first Monday carved out just for you. And we're back here in just a moment.
On the Midnight Radio Network.